Tonight's shiur will be dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Chana Malka Bas Avraham Eliyahu HaKohen Tei Nishmas Tzeruda B'Tzroi HaChayim. This week is Shabbos Mevarchim Elul. We usher in the month of Elul, the month that prepares us for the new year. Elul, though, is a lot more powerful than we realize. Elul is the month of Tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel is the reason, the source of all tragedy, of all chet, is all rooted in Chet HaEgel. And Chodesh Elul is the Tikkun for Chet HaEgel. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer tells us, which is quoted by the Tur and the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for the third time on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim Mem Zayin that we say seven times before we blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Lamanatzeach Levnei Korach Mizmar Kol Ha'amim Tekuchav. We all know it by heart because we say it seven times every Rosh Hashanah. In that mizmar, there's a pasuk, Allah Elohim Bisrua Hashem the Koil Shofar. Now that pasuk, the Baal Tokeya says before he blows the shofar, separately, besides in the mizmar itself where that pasuk appears, this pasuk is quoted by the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in association with Chodesh Elul, which tells us that this is a very fundamental and very important pasuk and an idea concerning the month of Elul. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says, the day Moshe went up the third time, Taku Shofar Bamachana, they blew Shofar throughout the entire Jewish camp. There must have been many people who were blowing Shofar all over. And he says the reason they blew is Shelo Yitu Acharei Avodah Zorah, in order that they should not stray once again after idol worship. Another egel chas v'shalom, or any avodah zara. And then he quotes this pasuk: Shenemar, Ola Elohim b'sruah Hashem b'koil shofar. Hashem was nis'ala. That shofar, kaviyochol, if you could say about Hashem that he was nis'ala. We're talking about Hashem now, but that's what the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says: nis'ala Hakadosh Baruch Hu be'osay shofar. And therefore, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, this is the source for it. We blow shofar every Rosh Chodesh Elul. Later, the Minhag Yisrael became to blow the entire month of Elul. But the source and of this Minhag, which is rooted in this Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, is Rosh Chodesh Elul, to blow at, because they blew them. And that tells us that the Shofar has the power to uproot Avodah Zarah. The Shofar, therefore, has the power to bring a person close to Hashem, to recognize the Malchus of Hashem over himself and over the entire world, which is what we're really doing on Rosh Hashanah. But we're starting Rosh Chodesh Elul. Why? And the reason for this is because the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, which is the reason why it was necessary to blow shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul, begins Rosh Chodesh Elul. And it begins really before that. It begins already Shabbos Mevarchim Elul. And tonight it's already Wednesday, which brings us to Mali Shabbat, the second half of the week, where you can't make Havdalah anymore. So this part of the week is already... The second half is associated with the upcoming parashas Re'eh, Shabbos Mevarchim Elul. So we are already in the Yemei HaTikun for Chet HaEgel. And the Tikun of Chet HaEgel is very important because in that is dependent, the entire Ge'ula is dependent in that. The Ge'ula comes when Chet HaEgel is rectified. Chet HaEgel is the reason for Golus, for Churban, for Tisha B'Av, for Misa. So Tikun for Chet HaEgel, which takes place on Yom HaKippurim, that's the day of Tikkun, the final day of the 40 days, beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul, the day of Slicha V'Chapar, where Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the Luchos Shniyos. That's the metaphor. Yom Kippur is the metaphor for the Geula HaAsida, when Klal Yisrael received total Kapara for all their Chatoyim, beginning with Chet HaEgel. What is the connection with this Pasuk, Ola Elohim B'Sruah Hashem B'Kol Shofar, to Chodesh Elul and to the parasha that we're in now? Parashas Re'eh is usually, most years, the Shabbos that takes us into the month of Elul. Re'eh is a parasha that is basically mitzvahs. There are no stories in Re'eh. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go through some of the past history as he does in the previous parashas. The parasha's Re'eh is a parasha full of mitzvahs from beginning to end. So is the next parasha and the parasha after that. But in this parasha, what's very noticeable, what's prominent, outstanding, we notice throughout this parasha that the Torah talks about over and over again the eradication of idol worship, which was obviously commonplace in those days. And it begins right away where it talks about Abe te abdun es kol hamakoymos. When you enter Eretz Yisrael, you have to get rid of, you have to uproot all the places where there are idols, including the altars, the mizbechos, the matzevos, the asherim, the trees that they worship have to be burnt. The ibadatem es shemam min hamakom hahu. So right away the Torah talks about eradicating idol worship from Eretz Yisrael. And as we move on, we talk about a Navi Sheker, we talk about a Mesis Umeidiyach, instigating, inciting people to worship idols. We talk about the Ir HaNidachas, which is the subverted city, the Ir HaNidachas, that was also enticed to worship idols, even though the Gemara says that Ir HaNidachas never occurred. But we see in this parasha, perhaps more than in any other, many, many mitzvahs, all associated with Avodah Zarah. Biur, getting rid of Avodah Zarah. The Navi Sheker is the Navi who tries to entice others with a power of false prophecy, which, as the pasuk says, "Ki menasa Hashem aleikim eschem." Hashem is only testing you that you shouldn't follow the Navi, even though he even performs miracles. Miracles don't mean anything. The eagle was also a miracle. The eagle came out alive; it moved. It was, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Kesavnis shor oichel esav." It looked like an ox that was eating grass. They were bluffed. They were duped into thinking that the eagle was a reality because it seemed to be alive. But it was all a maisa satan, it was a test. Just like the Navi Sheker, as the pasuk says, Ki menasa Hashem aleikim eschem, Hashem is testing you. And as Rashi brings here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives memshola to the satan to fool people, to test them, that they should overcome the challenge. Ki menasa Hashem aleikim eschem. If one wonders, how is it possible then that a Navi can perform miracles? Rashi asked, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give power to the Navi Sheker to perform miracles? Ki menasa Hashem aleikim eschem. Hashem is testing you. The Rishon said that right before Mashiach comes, we're going to be tested again. We're going to be tested, just like in the time of Eliyahu HaNavi, there were the Nevi'ei HaBaal, and there were even more Nevi'ei HaBaal than there were Nevi'ei Emes. And Klal Yisrael were very confused who to follow. So too, he says, right before the Geula, there will be many Nevi'ei HaBaal. There will be many, many Nesiyonos. It will be very difficult to know who's telling the truth. It will be very difficult to know what's really right and wrong. The Emes Nehederis, as it says in the famous Brisa at the end of Masech Tesoita concerning Ikvus of the Mashiach, a time of tremendous Nesiyonos. Avodah Zarah, as the Mizritcha Magid said, doesn't just mean idol worship. Avodah Zarah means strange worship. Anything that's not serving Hashem is Avodah Zarah. Any Aveira is Avodah Zarah. When one violates, when one transgresses, one is worshipping himself or he's worshipping the Yetzer Hara, it's Avodah Zarah. The Avodah of Chodesh Elul, the Avodah of Elul is V'ho Elilim Karos Yikoresim, as we say in Aleinu. L'ha'avir gilulim min ha'oretz, v'ho elilim karos yikoresim. The avodah of elilim, of elul, is karos yikoresim, to get rid of the avodah zorah. And therefore, the parsha that we read as we begin the month of Elul talks to us about getting rid of idol worship, getting rid of avodah zorah. The greatest avodah zorah is the balgaiva. The balgaiva, as the Gemara says in Saita, kol ha'mizgo'e ke'ilu oivei avodah zorah. Person, v'ram levavecha, as we read last week, v'shachachta es Hashem aleikach. If a person is haughty, arrogant, he forgets Hashem. A humble person is close to Hashem. The closer, the more humble one is, the closer to Hashem he is. The more arrogant, the more haughty one is, the more distant. Avodah zorah is gaiva. Avodah zorah is idol worship, is arrogance. Arrogance is idol worship. Abe te abedun. As we enter the month of Elul, Ani ledodi vedodi li, which is the acronym for Elul. Ani means the I. The I is that I'm everything. Ani ledodi. I give my eyes. I give all of my personal interests to to my beloved. Everything that's I goes to Hashem. There is no I. A Jew is selfless, not selfish. And the more humble we are, the closer we get to Hashem, and we experience the Vedo Dili, which culminates on Yom Kippur. That's the avoda of eradicating avoda zora, which begins as we start Chodesh Elul. The shofar that we hear on Rosh Chodesh Elul has the power to remove the avoda zora, which avoda zora is the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is the one who instills in us the desires to do things against the will of Hashem. That's idol worship. The Mishnah says in Nida that charada misalekes es hadamim. Charada meaning trembling fear. A woman who's very scared, even though she has a period normally that comes every month, and then it says charada can remove it. Charada misalekes es hadamim. A woman who's very nervous, very scared, doesn't have it. Doesn't have the damim. So the Sfarim say charada, fear from Hashem, misalekes es hadamim. It removes the undesirable desire, the desires that we should not be having, the damim, the wrong, the negative interests that take us away from Hashem, the desires that take us away from Hashem, are removed with the charada that we experience when we hear the shofar. And that is the pasuk in Amos, which says, "Hayitaka shofar ba'ir v'ha'am lo yecheradu," says the Navi. Is it possible that a shofar be blown and the people don't tremble? Shofar causes us to tremble. The shofar had the effect in the entire Machane Yisrael when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the third time to remove this feeling of Avodah Zarah. There was no Avodah Zarah after that. There was no one strayed after the Egel again. It didn't happen again. And it lasted for 40 days until Moshe comes down the third time with the Luchos. The question is asked, why didn't they blow shofar the second time Moshe Rabbeinu went up? On Shemoyna Asa B'Tammuz, the day after he broke the Luchos. And the answer is, because that day it wasn't necessary. The Jews were broken. They were brokenhearted. Moshe Rabbeinu just broke the Luchos. There's no need for the shofar. They already were Lev Nishbar. Lev Nishbar v'nitke elokim leisivza. Their hearts had been broken into pieces. There was no havamina that they will worship an eagle again. But after Hashem says, "I'm willing to take you back again," they're happy again. They're rejoicing. There's this possibility that they could stray again. That's the fear, that perhaps they could stray again. And therefore it was necessary that the shofar be blown. Even Erev Rosh Chodesh El, Chavtes Av, which most, the minhag is that we have Yom Kippur Katan, even those who don't observe Yom Kippur Katan all year round, most communities have some sort of Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Rosh Chodesh El. And the reason is because Erev Rosh Chodesh El, Chavtes Av, is when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "I'm willing to accept Klal Yisrael again." He gave us the second chance was given to us on Chavtes Av, which was the last day of Av.
And that's a times.
And many fast or say slichas, either fast a half day or say slichas, or add in tzedakah.
Not the night before, though.
No, it's the day. It's Chavtes Av. It's based on the Rashi in last week's parasha, where Rashi says that on Chavtes Av, but Chavtes Av, who Allah biyutches betamas, and on Chavtes Av, boy biyam nisratzak odesh baruch hu Yisrael. And then Rashi says at the end, the final ritzu was Yom Kippur. So they equate Chavtes Av with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur they fast. Chavtes Av is also a day of fasting. Yom Kippur is, of course, fasting to Slicha, Mechila, V'Kapara. And Chavtes Av is Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is Yom Kippur Katan. So this is Yom Kippur Katan. That's Yom Kippur Gadol. Chavtes Av is when Hashem decided there will be given another chance. Yom Kippur, we got that chance. So that starts already Chavtes Av, which this Shabbos ushers us into that time frame. Removing idol worship is a major topic in this parasha, but there's also another topic in this parasha, and that is the binyan of Beis HaMikdash. V'hoya ha-mokam asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shmo sham. So Rashi says that right after we enter Eretz Yisrael, and we remove the enemies from our midst, v'avartem es hayardem, v'shaftem v'oretz, v'inyach lochem mikol oyveichem b'soviv, v'shaftem betach, what comes after that? Rashi says, "Benu lachem beis habchira b'Yerushalayim. Build a house for Hashem, a chosen house, a beis habchira in Yerushalayim." Here's what the Torah tells us to build the beis hamikdash. The Torah speaks here about Mishkan Shiloh. It speaks about Gilgal, Noiv and Givon, and the final destination, Kilei Bosem, ad ota el hamenucha ve el hanachal, hamenucha is Shiloh, nachal is Yerushalayim, because that's what we're doing now. Tisha B'Av, we lost the Beis HaMikdash, we lost Yerushalayim. Now we're building the Beis HaMikdash again. We're starting from scratch, we're starting again, we're building the Beis HaMikdash. As we mentioned last week, Chamisha Asa B'Av is the L'chaim. What comes after the L'chaim? After a couple, a young couple, are engaged, we wish them that they build a Bayis Neman with Israel. Now we have to build a Bayis Neman. Hashem is taking us back. Yom Kippur is the Chasana, as the Pasuk says, quoted at the end of Mishnah's Tainus, in relation to Chamisha Asa B'Av, B'Yom Chasunasa, Yom Simchas Libay. Yom Kippur is the Chasana, Chamisha Asa B'Av is the Vart, the L'chaim, and now the couple or the parents are looking for a house for the young couple. So now, B'nu Lachem Beis HaBechira B'Yerushalayim, now it's time to build a house for Hashem, to bring the Shechina back down to earth. There was a siluk on Tisha B'Av, Nafla Ateres Roshenu, and now we have to rebuild. And that's why the parasha, right away, as we enter the month of Elul is a month of Binyan, talks to us about building. Tisha B'Av is the month of Churban. Tisha B'Av is Churban. Elul is Binyan. And the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, every year has to build his own personal Beis HaMikdash, and then we are zeichet to the actual Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi that we're all waiting for. The Navi Chagai, the first parak of Chagai, which the Kaf HaChaim says a person should learn on Rosh Chodesh Elul, because it talks about a nevuah that was set to Chagai on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Chagai is told by Hashem, Alu Hahor V'Havesem Eitz U'Benu HaBoyis. Go up to the mountain and get wood and build the house. Build the Beis HaMikdash, referring to the Beis HaSheni. Because there was a false alarm before this. So the Hashem says to the Navi Chagai, tell Klal Yisrael that this is for real. Before that, there was a Pekida in the time of Kairesh, and then it stopped. This time, it's for real. Benu HaBoyis. That was said, Rosh Chodesh Elul, because Elul is the month of Binyan. Elul is the month that we rebuild. We rebuild ourselves, we rebuild our broken hearts, we rebuild our inner Beis HaMikdash, and we get ready for the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, B'Tishrei Asidin Li Goel, the Geula will be in Tishrei. And since we're now before Tishrei, so we follow that opinion, even though there's a Machloikas, B'Nisan Asidin Li Goel. But right now we're preparing for Tishrei, we're preparing for the Geula in Tishrei. Not that we should have to wait till Tishrei, because we're still in Moitzoei Shviyas. Tavshin Samech Tes is Moitzoei Shviyas. Ola Elohim Bisrua Hashem Bekoil Shofar. Elohim Bisrua is Begematria Tavshin Samech Tes. This Ola Elohim Bisrua, which is the Pasuk referring to Elul as the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer tells us, and now we're entering the month of Elul, the last month of Tavshin Samech Tes, the month of Eliyahu HaTishbi, the year of Eliyahu HaTishbi, Tavshin Samech Tes, Begematria Eliyahu HaTishbi. Perfect time to be Mamshech the Geula in the last waning days of Tavshin Samech Tes, of the Maitzoy Shviyas, that the Gemara says, Ben David Bo, the Maitzoy Shviyas, before Tavshin Ayin. Parshas Re'ei, therefore, serves as a guide to us what is expected of us in the month of Elul. In Elul, we are expected to do two things: to remove the Avodah Zarah, to eradicate idol worship, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. Elul is the month of God. Every month is a different Shevet. Elul is God. God has two meanings. Rashi brings at the beginning, in Parshas Vayetze, where it talks about the birth of God, it says, Bo God. Bo, God came. Well, of course, God was born. God came. So Rashi says, Bo Mazel Tov. God means mazel. It means luck. Good luck. The other interpretation is God means to cut. In Aramaic, Gudu Ilana. Because God was born circumcised. God was Noilad Mahol. He was born cut. Because in Elul, there are two things we do. We cut. We have to cut out Psolacha. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Psolacha, cut out the excesses, cut out Psolacha, remove the Lacha, the Ani, the I, that everything has to be me, the me generation. Psolacha, God is to cut. In this week's parasha, we read, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, tomorrow's portion of Chumash, Loisis Goydudu, Deineinechem LaMeis, you shall not cut yourselves over dead people. The pasuk is stressing. A person should not scratch and rip the hair out of his head and make himself bleed when a relative dies. That's an aveira, as the Ramban says, because we believe in Olam Haba and Tchiyas HaMeisim. We're not supposed to cry that much. We know we're going to be reunited with our relatives. Other reasons that Chazal tell us. But the pasuk is perhaps hinting to us, Bein Einechem Lameis Lois is going to do. Yes, that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't cut your flesh Lameis for that which is dead. For that, a person shouldn't drive himself crazy and rip the hair out of his head and get all beaten up for inyanim misa, for anything that has to do with this world. But rather, what he should do is, he should be sisgoy to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, yes, he should cut away. He should rip the hair out of his head, so to speak, in order to serve Hashem properly. Not lameis. Lois is going to do lameis. Last week's parasha we read that right after Aaron dies, the pasuk says, "Mina good goida, uvenei Yisrael naasu bebeeres bnei Yaakov." They left and they went to good goida, which is also the shayrish of God. God is Elul. Elul is God. God was the warrior. God gedud yigudenu v'hu yagud akev. Elul is the akev of the year. Elul is the month of God, the month that we remove and eradicate the evil. God was the warrior, the one who fought the enemy. In Elul we fight the enemy, and the enemy is the Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah is the most powerful at the end. The Yetzirah is the most powerful at the end of the year. The Yetzirah is the most powerful at the end of Golus. Ikvus the Mashiach, the Yetzirah now is the most powerful than it ever was, and that's clear, and everyone sees it, knows it. And there's no question that the Yetzirah that we have today surpasses any other generation. There's no generation that had to deal with the Yetzirah of our generation, which is the Akev of Zman. And the same is in the Akev of the year. It's always towards the end of the year that we have the summer, and it's vacation time, and people are lax, and, you know, we don't have to be that serious now. The serious time comes in a few weeks, and then we'll change our face, and then we'll look a little different. But right now, it's fun time, and it's vacation time, and it's time to take it easy. That's the Yetzirah talking. Nothing wrong with taking it easy, but the Yetzirah, of course, utilizes this taking easy to his benefit at our expense. The Akev is the most difficult time, as the pasuk says, concerning the Nachash. Ata tishufenu Akev. Hashem says to the snake, he will step on your head, you'll bite him in the heel. Meaning the Yetzirah gets us in the heel, he gets us at the end. The end of the year, it's not the end already, it will start next year. That's why this is a very important time. This time now, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, it might be the Akev of the year, but it's also the beginning and the preparation for the following year. It's the time that we begin to be misakeh the Chet HaEgel. It's the time of Allah Elokim Bisrua, Hashem Bekol Shofar. The power of the Shofar is that it wakes us up, it instills fear into us, it's misalek the Domim, and it removes the Avodah Zarah, the self-interests, and it prepares us to become receptacles for the Shechina, to become Batei Mikdash, and to be zeichet to the actual Beis HaMikdash. God was born circumcised. That's the Aveda of Mila. Umaltem es Arlas Levavchem. Es Levavcha ve es Levav. The pasuk says concerning Elul. Umol Hashem Elokecha es Levavcha ve es Levav, which is the other Rosh HaTevis Elul brought down in the Sforim. Elul is a time to circumcise oneself. We have to circumcise, meaning we have to remove the Arlas Halev, the Tipshus Halev. The Arlas Halev, the Yetzer Hara, Psalacha, that's God. God means to cut away, to eradicate, to remove all the Avodah Zarah. To be mal oneself, to circumcise ourselves. And then with Zaycha, after we do it, Umaltem es Arlas Levavchem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in, and he does the rest. Umol Hashem Alekecha es Levavchem yes Levav Zarecha. Re'eh means to see. Tisha B'Av, we didn't see anything. In the 9 days, in the 3 weeks, we were blinded. We're in darkness. We're in concealment. We don't see. It's darkness. B'machshakim hoshivani, as we read in Eicha. There's no light. There's only darkness. In Elul, we get to see again. In Elul, we build the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the place of light. The Beis HaMikdash is Oirei Shel Oilam, so is Yerushalayim, Oirei Shel Oilam. There we see godliness. We're going to learn this week in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Asar and Nisim Nasu La'avisayin B'Veis HaMikdash. There were 10 miracles that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash constantly. Anyone who went to the Beis HaMikdash saw with his own eyes open miracles. He saw godliness. There was no question to the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The Beis HaMikdash is living proof. It's testimony to the existence of a God in the world. We saw with our own eyes. Eineinu ro'u v'lo yizor. Yes, it's possible. Einayim lahem v'lo yiru. There are people who have eyes, but they don't see. During the year, many times we think we see, but we don't see. Einayim lahem v'lo yiru. In the Beis HaMikdash, everyone saw the truth. As soon as we get ready for the month of Elul, the parsha that we read is called Re'eh. The parsha ends with Re'iyah as well. The parsha ends with the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, that three times a year a Jew goes to the Beis HaMikdash to see Hashem and to be seen by Hashem. Yirah Ye'ro'eh. As Avram Avinu said by the Akeh, the Vayikra Avram Shem Hamakom, Hahu Hashem Yira Asher Ye'omer Behar Hashem Ye'ro'eh. The Beis HaMikdash, which was designated by Avram Avinu by the Akeh, which we read on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Begematria Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. There's Beis HaBechira. Beis HaBechira means the chosen house. That's the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Am HaNivchar. We are the chosen people. As the Pasuk says, Uvecha Bochar Hashem Li'o Yisrael La'am Segula. After it says, Lois is Goydu, it says, Hashem chose you. You are His chosen people. You have a chosen house, the Beis HaBechira, and there are certain times during the year that are chosen days. And those are the days of Elul leading up to Yom Kippur. These are the Yomim Nivcharim, chosen, elevated days, days of Aliyah, in which everyone has the ability and the potential to be Mesakeh in the Chet HaEgel. As we mentioned last week, the 7 weeks between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah correspond to the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. The same avodah really exists between Pesach and Shavuos. As we read in this week's parasha, Shiva Shavuos Tisbaralach Mehochel Chermesh Ba'akama. Incidentally, this parasha has in it the kriya of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. On the last day of Sukkos, we read Aser Ta'aser, which is in this week's parasha. On the last day, the second day of Shavuos, we read Kol HaBechor, which is in this week's parasha. The last day of Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach, for those of us living here. We lay the parsha here too. So Parshas Re'eh has in it the parsha of all the Yomim Tovim, a very joyous parsha, a parsha associated with Beis HaMikdash, going to the Beis HaMikdash three times during the year.
Re'iyas Panim. Pinchas also.
Pinchas has the Musafin in it. Pinchas has all the Musafin in it, correct. All the additional karbanos that we bring on Yom Tov. Here we talk about the actual Oile Regel being going up. Shiva Shavuos Tisbaralach Mehochel Chermesh Ba'akama, the Pasuk says. After we cut down the grain, after the Omer, we count 7 weeks. These 7 weeks now are the same. After Tisha B'Av, the Avodah is Chermesh Ba'akama, to knock down the Koima. The Koima means the erect posture, the person who stands erect, the person who is arrogant. Al Tikri Ba'akama Ela Ba'akama, as Chazal said, he's supposed to stand up by Sfira Soima. We learn it out from this Pasuk. This is the avodah during this time to humble oneself. Ani ledodi vedodi li, giving over oneself to Hashem. Aniv was, that's why it's also the Rosh HaTevis, Ish l're'ehu matanois l'evyoinim, which is, of course, what we do in Adar. Adar is like Elul. Adar is the last month of the year from Nisan. Elul is the last month of the year from Tishrei. In Adar, we actually perform the mitzvahs of Ish l're'ehu u'matanis l'evyoinim. Elul is the acronym of Ish l're'ehu u'matanis l'evyoinim, because the more one humbles oneself, the more one unites with others and gives to others, which tzedakah is a very, very important ingredient in preparing for Yom HaDin, as we're going to read in the Haftarah this week. B'tzedakah tikainani. All the mitzvahs of tzedakah are in this week's parasha. Pasayach tiftach es yadcha la'achicha la'aniyacha nason titein lo'i. All the mitzvahs of tzedakah are here in parashas Re'eh as we get ready for Elul, for Ish l're'ehu u'matanis la'avyoinim, for ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Removing the avodah zarah, eradicating the avodah zarah, which is the gaiva, the arrogance, enables us to unite with others, enables us to prepare for Ish l're'ehu u'matanis la'avyoinim, for ani l'doidi v'doidi li. So just as between Pesach and Shavuos, we get ready for Shavuos, which was the day that we heard the shofar. Between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, we get ready for Rosh Hashanah, the day that we blow shofar. This year, the shofar will be the same as it was by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, no one blew the shofar. Hashem blew the shofar. By Matan Torah, it says, V'koil shofar chazak ma'oid. V'chol ha'am roim es ha'koilis. Everyone saw with their own eyes the sounds that were coming out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'koilis ha'yoysen mi pi ha'gevura. V'chol ha'am roim es ha'koilis. Re'ei. By Matan Torah, everyone saw with their own eyes. In Mitzrayim, we couldn't see anything. By Matan Torah, by Har Sinai, everyone saw. On Tisha B'Av, we saw nothing. On Tisha B'Av, we were in Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah, we see. Rosh Hashanah, we hear the shofar. Rosh Hashanah, we wake up. This year, because it's Shabbos, the shofar will not be blown by us, by people. It'll be blown by Hashem himself, as the Kedusha Levi says. Hashem himself blows the shofar when it falls out on Shabbos. So when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we experience the same feeling as we did when we stood by Har Sinai. When we stood by Har Sinai and we recognized that there's only one God, on Rosh Hashanah, one of the reasons Reb Sadia Gaon says that we blow shofar is to remember Mount Torah. This year especially because it's Shabbos. Therefore, the avoda of these weeks, especially beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul, very, very similar to the avoda of the Yemei HaSfira, preparing for Shavuos, which was Matan Torah for the first time, was Luchais HaRishonis. Now we're getting ready for the Luchais Shniyais. The Luchais Shniyais that were given to us on Yom HaKippurim, which was necessary because of Chet HaEgel. The Avodah of Tshuva is Dafka now. Before Shavuos, there was no need for Tshuva. They were on the Madrega of Tzadikim. Now we're on the Madrega of Balei Tshuva. Now we have to come on to Tshuva because of the Chet HaEgel. Which Tshuva doesn't just mean repentance, as the Welt translates. Tshuva means return. Return means to return to our roots, to our source. And that's what Yovel is all about. Yovel, which means ram's horn. The ram's horn that we listen to on Rosh Hashanah takes us back home. It takes us to our roots. That's what Yovel means. Yovel comes from the word V'al Yuval Yishalach Sharosha, which is a tree that grows by a spring. The roots grow, the roots are sustained because they grow near the spring of water. V'al Yuval Yishalach Sharosha. Yuval is the spring. Yovel, the ram's horn of Rosh Hashanah, is the same as the Yovel of Matan Torah, where the pasuk says, "B'mshoicha Yovel heme yalu bahar." Two times, besides in Parshas Bahar, where the Torah talks to us about Yovel, the Torah hints to us about Yovel, and that's in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Re'ei. In Parshas Mishpatim, which is the Shabbos that takes us into the month of Adar, Shabbos Mevarchim Adar, we read how an Eved Ivri, who doesn't want to go out and leave his master, is pierced, is in his ear, and then he goes out in the Yovel year. Va'avodai la'olam, olamoy shel Yovel, as Rashi brings down there in Parshas Mishpatim. Here also, in Parshas Re'ei, we talk about the same thing. The pasuk says, V'lokachto es ha'martzeya, v'nosata ba'oznoyu v'adeles, v'hoyelecha eved olam. In fact, Rashi in Mishpatim says that the psukim here in Re'ei explain the psukim in Mishpatim. So Mishpatim and Re'ei are similar in this respect, that they both speak to us about the Yovel. Mishpatim is the Shabbos that takes us into Adar, the last month of the year from Nisan. Re'ei is the Shabbos that takes us into Elul, which is the last month from Tishrei. In this month, in Elul and in Adar as well, as we see from the acronym, from the Ishl Re'ehu, Matanis Le'Avyayim, there are other similarities that maybe we'll get into in the next few weeks. But this concept of Yovel, this is what it's all about. During these weeks, we are returning to our roots. In fact, that's how we ended Eicha. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. Chadesh Yomeinu kekedem. Take us back to Kedem. Kishonim Kadmonios. Bereshis, the Targum says, Milakadmin. Kedem, the way things were all the way back. The way it was in the olden days. The Alta Zeiten, as they say. The way it was when things were good. Chadesh Yomeinu kekedem. Bereshis, the Targum says, is Milakadmin. Bereshis, of course, is associated with Rosh Hashanah, because Bereshis is Aleph Betishrei. Bereshis is the letters Aleph Betishrei. Bereshis is also associated with Shavuos, as the Baal HaTurim says that Bereshis stands for Barishoina Ro'a Elokim Sheyakabel Yisrael Torah. Beshvil Yisrael, Beshvil HaTorah Shenekras Reishis. The whole world was created only because of the Torah. So therefore Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah are one, really, because there's no reason, the whole Rosh Hashanah is only because of Shavuos, and only because the Klal Yisrael should accept the Torah. During these days, we are preparing now to return to the beginning, to come back to the Bereshis, to come back to the Kedem, the Milakadmin, which is what Yovel is. Yovel is everyone goes back to their roots. The slaves are no longer slaves. Fields return to their original owners. And we return to Hashem, our original owner, our original master. Ki Yili B'nei Yisrael Avodim Avodayim. Hearing the Shofar reminds us who our true master is. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. You are my avadim. You should not be avadim to anyone else, especially not to your yetzahara, especially not to any form of avodah zara, which avodah zara doesn't only mean idol worship; it means serving anyone other than Hashem. That's avodah zara, and that has not yet been eradicated. It's true that yetzahara of avodah zara doesn't exist today. The Gemara says it was removed. Yeah, actual idol worship is not done today, but avodah zara still exists. The Torah talks all over about avodah zara. So what are all these psukim for? If it doesn't exist anymore anyway, do we skip these psukim? No, because avodah zara does definitely exist. It exists in different forms, different isms. There are many isms that are idol worship, and our yetzahara has not yet left us either. So the avodah zara still exists in different forms. And Parshas Re'eh is the parasha that talks to us about Abed to Abdun as Kol HaMakomos. Remove, get rid of any kind of idol worship that you see in your midst. Remove every avodah zarah. That's the avodah of Elul. That's Elul v'ho Elilim Koreis Yikoreisim. Elul is also the targum for spy. When it says V'yosuru es Eretz Kenan, when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Meraglim to go spy the land, to go tour the land. So Targum translates V'yosuru V'alilun Yosara. Alilun is the word Elul. Elul is a month of we spy ourselves. We go through. We have to go through everything that we did the whole year. We have to investigate. It means also to investigate. We have to investigate all our actions during the month of Elul, as we prepare for Yom Hadin, as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur, for the Chasana. We're getting ready for the Chasana. During preparation for the Chasana means buying the furniture, building the house, whatever is necessary. The young couple has to get ready to prepare for the eventual chasana. This is the time to prepare for the chasana. Anila dodi v'dodi li, which refers to relationship between ish v'isha. In fact, the Munkacha brings down the Darkei Tshuva. That was the Minchas Olazu's father says that in Elul, one can get married even in the latter half of the month. There's a minhag brought down by the Rama and Shulchan Aruch that one should not get married in the latter half of the month when the moon is in its concealed state. It's not such a good simon. He says, in Elul is no problem. Elul, the whole month, is good for marriages. Anila dodi v'dodi li. Elul is the month for chasanas. Some communities, they disagree with this. They say Elul is a time to be serious, it's not a time for chasanas. But Elul is the month of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. Elul is the month that we prepare for the Chasana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The 3 weeks we couldn't make Chasana, certainly now we do. And now is the time for Chasana, especially beginning with Chamisha Asar B'Av, after the L'chaim. And now Rosh Chodesh Elul, which Rosh Chodesh Elul, right away, is the time for Tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Tikkun for Chet HaEgel is what the Geula depends on. The Geula depends on the Tikkun of Chet HaEgel. Once the Chet HaEgel is rectified, the Geula comes. The Megala Amuka says, Uval etzion goyel ulishove feshe. He says, in the word goyel, you have an aleph lamed, and in the word ulishove, you have a vav lamed. Goyel ulishove. Aleph lamed, vav lamed. That's Elul. So he says that Elul is mesugal for Geula. Uval etzion goyel ulishove feshe biyakov. Elul, because Elul is the month of Tikkun for Chet HaEgel, the month in which we return to our roots. Yitoka b'shoifer gadol l'bo ha'ovdim, taka b'shoifer gadol v'cheruseinu v'soneis l'kabitz goli yoseinu. The shoifer reminds us of Tchias HaMesim, the shoifer reminds us of the shoifer of Geula, of the kibbutz goliyos that will take place in the time of Geula, when we will hear the sound of the shoifer gadol, especially this year when it falls out on Shabbos, so Hashem blows. By Matan Torah, he blew the left horn. When the Geula comes, he blows the right. That's the Shofar Gadol, is the Shofar Yamin. Rooted in the Isle of Yitzchak, the Akedah, which we read Rosh Hashanah morning, the story of the Akedah, which is the source for Matan Torah and for the Geula HaAsida, because the Isle that was sacrificed instead of Yitzchak, the horns of that Isle, one was reserved for Matan Torah, the other was reserved for the Geula. When Hashem swears to Avram after the Maisa HaAkedah, the Ramban says that's the Haftocha, that there will be Geula no matter what, whether we deserve it or not, after the Maisa HaAkeidah. And Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Tov to remember the Akeidah. Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Emor says that Yom HaZikaron, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron, to remember, Liskar Lachem, Akeidas Yitzchak, Shekorev Tachtov Ayil, Yom Truah Yihi Lachem, Zichrayim Truah Yihi Lachem. We remember the the Maisa HaAkeda, the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu, the Maisa HaAkeda, which was the time in which the Beis HaMikdash was designated. That's when Avraham Avinu says, the Har Hashem Yeroeh, Yiroh Yeroeh. That's Re'ei. Therefore, all the above mentioned, which the parasha speaks to us about, removing Avodah Zarah, building the Beis HaMikdash, Benuach and Beis HaBechira, Shiva Shavuos Tisperlach, Loisis Goydudu LaMeis, but yes to Skoydudu for Hashem, God, eradicate the excesses, eradicate the Avodah Zarah. God, Baruch Marchiv God, Moshe Rabbeinu says to God, God's portion of land expanded. It began narrow and then expanded, because El was a month of Harchava, as we read in this week's parasha, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alekecha Es Gevulchav, in contrast to Tisha B'Av, which is Menametzar, Bein HaMetzorim, constraints. Now comes the time of Baruch Marchiv God, Harchava, Ba God, Ba Mazel Tov, as Rashi says. This is a time for Mazel Tov. The Mazel Tov, we just had a Lechayim, Chamisha Asu B'Av, now comes Mazel Tov. El is a month of good luck, in contrast to Av, which is a month of bad luck. One should not go to court with a Goyen. Of, as the Gemara says, and some say it's until Rosh Chodesh Elul even. But once Elul starts, there's no question, it's Bar Mazel Tov, there's now Harchava, there's no more Min HaMeitzar, that's why we say that Pasuk as well, when we hear the Shofar, Min HaMeitzar Karasi Ka'anoni Bamerchav, the Shofar in fact, that's what it looks like, that's how it's construed, it's Min HaMeitzar, it's narrow at the mouth, and then it widens, hinting to this concept of Min HaMeitzar, till Merchav, we go from Meitzar to Merchav, Min HaMeitzar Karasi Ka'anoni Bamerchav, Ka'ki Yarchav Hashem Alekecha Es Gevulcha. And we should be zeicha to hear the shofar mipiv shel Mashiach Tzidkenu, mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shofar that will be mekabetz nitchei Yisrael, im yihye nidachacha b'kzei ha-shamoyim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha, misham yikachecha. This year, Tavshin Samech Tes, we shouldn't have to wait till Tavshin Ayin, but in this year of Tavshin Samech Tes, b'gematria l'kim b'sruah, we should be zeichet to Hashem b'koil shofar is b'gematria achrus hayomim. The achrus hayomim is the time, the achrus hayomim, which is the month of Elul. Elul is the achrus hayomim, it's the achrus of the year. It's Elul is the metaphor. What we do in Elul is what we're supposed to be doing now in this time in general, because Elul corresponds to the achrus of the year, which now we are in achrus hayomim, a time which a lot of emuna is required, as we mentioned last week. Hashem b'kol shofar is b'gematria rabba emuna secha. A lot of emuna is required now, especially as we come very, very close to the geula. More emuna than ever. We have to reveal the nitzot hayadus that exist in every single one of us, which the shofar helps us to reveal. We should be zeichet b'misakin v'chet ha'egel. And to hear the shofar from Hashem himself, and all have a ksiv v'chsim a taiva, of course, l'shana taiva v'mesukkal, al t'l'chaim taiva v'mesukkal.
Amen.